Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
I'm Kyle Montgomery, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. We are 6 days away from the start of the NFL draft presented by Verizon, and the New York Jets are widely projected to select quarterback Zach Wilson with the second overall pick. But when General Manager Joe Douglas was asked Thursday if the BYU QB was their selection, he would only smile and say, quote, "We don't want to give everyone the answers to our test." Head coach Robert Saleh doesn't seem to be scared of possibly handing the reins to a young signal caller.
We've seen successes with Russell. We've seen things not go so well at Jacksonville. But the one thing that I can attest to is from a schematic standpoint, the scheme that LaFleur is bringing is the best scheme in the world from an offensive standpoint, in my opinion. Defensively, we're a lot further along with regards to how we've evolved since those Seattle days back in 2013. So it's kind of taken on a life of its own. So we're very confident in the systems that we're bringing, and we're very confident in our ability to develop and help players reach their maximum potential.
The Cardinals have the 16th overall pick in the draft, and because of the success of former number one overall pick Kyler Murray, they're happy not to be in the quarterback market. In fact, Coach Cliff Kingsbury is hoping there's a run on signal callers next Thursday night.
Definitely. Yeah, we're hoping they go the top five picks because, like you said, it'll push a player that we have rated really highly to us. And so it's going to be interesting. It's a great group. I haven't studied them as thoroughly as I have in the past, but very, very talented young men that all could go in that top 10 to 15 picks.
Then there's the Las Vegas Raiders, who had a top 10 scoring offense in 2020 and have made some changes along their offensive line this offseason. General Manager Mike Mayock let us in on his strategy ahead of the draft.
At 17, you're sitting there and you're going, okay, I think the board's going to fall a certain way, and how are we going to react? If it doesn't fall that way, is there a way to get out? Is there a way to go back? Conversely, if you're sitting at 17 and a guy who you think is going to go, you know, 8 to 10 or 12, somebody who you really like that fits what you do starts to slide a little bit, you've got to be willing to say, are we willing to take the chance to give up some draft capital to go get a specific guy?
In other news, new Broncos GM George Payton says he's a big fan of Drew Locke, but adds, quote, "We're still going to look at the quarterback position. We want to bring in competition." Payton also said he's heard from several teams interested in trading up for Denver's first-round pick, which is 9th overall. Elsewhere, Myles Garrett is a big fan of the recent addition of Jadeveon Clowney to the Browns' defense. The Pro Bowl defensive end says of Cleveland's new-look D in 2021, quote, "I think we'll be very scary." Join NFL legend Michael Robinson and former Super Bowl-winning head coach Brian Billick for Total Access, the Locker Room podcast. They provide unique stories and insights about the game of football. Download it today. All right, that's it for me. I'm Kyle Montgomery, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.